Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we begin a new series here in Springfield. I'm joined by Drew Jones, enjoying a 12-game on-base streak and one of the best stretches offensively this season for you. Obviously, the results have been good recently, and I want to ask you about that, but I just generally want to ask how you're feeling here as we're over 2 months into your first Double-A season. How you feel like the season is going?
Obviously, a little bit of a slow start, of course, but, you know, just trying to keep going and just keep having good at-bats every single day. Yeah, I've been feeling a lot better, just trying to get more comfortable at this level. I mean, it's an adjustment every level you go to and an adjustment every single day. So just trying to make those little adjustments and just sticking to what I'm doing best.
What would you feel like is the biggest adjustment from the last level, high A, to this one, and as far as the pitchers that you're facing?
Just everybody's a little bit better. Everybody throws a little bit more competitive pitches, more strikes, obviously. And, you know, with high A, sometimes you get guys that don't know where the ball is going. But here it feels like everybody knows exactly what they need to do when they show up to the field. So you're facing the high-level competition that eventually some of these guys will be in the big leagues one day. So
feels like offensively you're using the middle of the field a lot more recently. Has that been intentional? Have you made some adjustment to allow that to happen?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's obviously those little adjustments every single day, you know, just trying to make sure I'm getting good pitches to swing at. And then, like I said, just driving the ball back up the middle of the plate, just like you said. But obviously trying to be able to open up all parts of the field, but definitely the middle is where the less defenders are, so gotta hit it there.
Yeah, makes sense. One of the strengths of this team has been its defense the whole season, and obviously as a center fielder, you're one of the spines of the team defensively. I just want to ask you generally how this team attacks its defensive work, and why do you think it's been able to be a strength of the team this season?
I mean, defense saves runs, and that's what you want to do at the end of the day. You want to put as many runs on the board, you want to take as many runs off the board from the other team. So yeah, just trying to continue to do what we do best every single day, and that's obviously going out there and just putting in the hard work, whether it's like early defense or anything like that, and just continuing to do those little things right.
Colina told me that he feels that Christopher Turin is one of the best infielders in Double-A baseball. You play behind him every single day, so I think your perspective on him is pretty unique. What do you think he does that allows him to be so smooth on D?
He's calm. He's calm, collected. He knows he's going to make the play whenever the ball comes to him, and he wants the ball hit at him. So those are the two things really that you need, is you want to have the ball come to you, and you want to make the play every single time the ball's hit at you too.
2 weeks left in the first half. Team's 3.5 games back, so plenty of time to make up some ground. What do you think are some things that the club needs to do this week to really keep themselves in this divisional race?
We just need to clean everything up. I mean, we played a great Tulsa team last week, and obviously, like, we were in most of those games, but, you know, there's little things here and there that we can clean up and just do all those clean things right.
The team's record on the road is much better this year than home. What do you think it's been about the road that has allowed this group to click so well?
I think we just have a good – I think our approach works at home, but it just works better on the road too. Like, I mean, we play at bigger fields, less wind conditions and all those things, and that just helps. That helps us, and that helps the pitchers too. That helps the pitchers keep runs off the board. And like I said, we play clean defense, but, you know, it's hard when a lot of balls get out of that stadium that can't be caught at a lot of other places that we play at.
Last one for you. This is a very close clubhouse. We know this. You guys are always playing games, poker, cards, whatever. What's Drew Jones is, if you can play one non-baseball game the rest of your life, what is it and why?
Like card games, I like Texas Hold'em a lot. I like blackjack too, but I mean, it feels like when you're with a big team, like playing Texas Hold'em is the easiest thing to do, and a lot of our guys know how to play, and a lot of our guys are good at it, so it's a lot of fun to be at the table with all of them and, you know, just cracking jokes and having a good time.
It's fun to watch. I said that was the last one. This is the actual last one. What could this version of Drew sit next to me today on June 9th, 2026, go back and tell 2022 Drew when he was first drafted about this journey?
It's going to be tough. It's never going to be as easy as it seems, but, you know, come out, do your work every single day, and just keep preparing.
My man, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.